This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Today on the podcast, I want to be talking about a really big update that Google Search has just done to kick out AI articles, AI-generated content. Now, they haven't explicitly said this necessarily in their blog post. They did a Search Console post that is essentially outlining this. What you may be seeing if you've been using Google for the last year is, and I've seen this a ton, you'll do a search, specifically if it's kind of like a long tail keyword, right? So it's like a really long search, and there's gonna be an article that is exactly what you're searching for. It's the exact title, you click on that, and instead of being like some sort of really useful article, it's AI generated. Now, sometimes it's useful, sometimes it's not. That doesn't really matter. The point is you can usually tell it's AI generated. It looks like the output of ChatGPT essentially, and if it's done poorly, it's literally just text on a page, which I've seen plenty of times. If it's done well, they'll try to kind of camouflage it in. In any case, Google is trying to penalize and remove this. And what's really interesting to me is in the past, they said, look, we don't care if it's AI generated. We just prioritize like well done content. It appears in what they're doing now is specifically fighting against AI content, even if it's high quality. So I'm going to be breaking down exactly what they're doing. Now, I am someone that has a lot of experience in this space because I personally have done a lot of testing. Of course, I'm building AI Box, which is a no code AI app builder and marketplace. My assumption is a lot of people will want to build tools that help them with their content creation, that help them write articles or other things. And so in light of that, I've been doing a ton of tests, and also I've run software startups in the past where we did, SEO was a big part of our marketing strategy. So I'll show you some of my past sites that are doing really well that we've done AI generated content for, more than over a year ago. Some new ones that I've tried that have been unsuccessful, and I'll show you exactly why. I'll give you a breakdown. You might be interested, if this is a topic you're super interested in, you probably want to watch the YouTube version of this or the Spotify, as I'll be showing screenshots and breaking it down. Otherwise, if this is just something that, as a user of YouTube, you're interested in how they're addressing this and how they're kind of, making the results better, then this is a good one to listen to. So the first thing I want to talk about is there's a really great article that just came out of TechCrunch to kind of summarize this. So I took a look at it, and it's got a bunch of good points from it. But what I want to say specifically is that overall, what they say they're trying to do here is to, downrank pages, lower them, that are quote unquote created for search engines instead of for people. And this is really the big cat and mouse game that you see in SEO, right? Where people are, they're essentially just trying to get articles to rank. And I've even gone so far as to hear people say, I've seen people that do software, right? And they're like, every time I have a new software idea, instead of going and trying to build something, I first buy a website, I put 2,000 articles onto that website that are just AI generated all about it. If I can generate some good traffic organically from it, then I'll go and build out the product. And I'm assuming they'll go make the articles higher quality in the future. I'm not exactly sure what, their strategy is on that after. But, long story short, they literally are trying to create the traffic funnel before they even create the product. And it definitely feels like this might not be specifically directed towards making a useful piece of content for someone to, answer their question or consume. So I'll put that out there. Then the other thing that I think is really interesting is that Google right now they're estimating that after they do this whole update, it's going to reduce the low quality content by about 40%. Now, I think that this might have some really big impacts, and I'll explain why, but the big thing here is there's a lot of different strategies people are using to rank. Of course, the biggest one is just the content itself, which is all generated by AI, but there's a bunch of other things. People use expired websites, right? So like, let's say I had a big website with a bunch of articles, I get sick of running it, it's not profitable, I just let it expire. Someone could go buy that same URL, right, once I let it expire, and then they could try to put new articles on there or new content and try to, get those to rank because it used to be a reputable website. That's like one strategy. And I think Google said they're addressing it specifically in this, but I think I want to focus a little bit more on some of the AI stuff. They don't mention AI, but on their detailed Search Central post they did recently, it did explain all of that. And what they said specifically was that, because it's very sophisticated, some of these technologies, and I'll show you some of the automations that I've created. It's not always easy to tell what actually was created by AI or what was created by a human. And so that's, and also like a lot, most of the time it's like a combination of the two. I'm so curious where this goes, because, you know, in today's day and age, even regular content creators are using AI to help them write their content. So that's why it's a little bit tricky, I think, for Google to just do a flat out like AI ban, for example, and ban anything, you know, written by AI. It's like AI is very useful. And if, you know, maybe I'm writing an article and I'm like, hey, I don't know how to phrase this, and I say everything I want and it just like phrases it in a good way for me, I'm like, sweet, copy and paste, pop that in. I, you know, my opinion, that should just be like a useful piece of content. I thought about it, I got it to generate it, you know, it answers someone's questions. But, you know, so it, there's a lot to it that is a little bit tricky. So let me show you what I have done in the past. So I have a website called selfpause.com, and this is for my software company, SelfPause. It's a no-code AI life coach. It's an AI life coach. It's the number one top-ranked AI life coach if you Google AI life coach, or it was for a while. I guess I would have to, you know, check to see if I'm still at the top. So, yeah. It's up there in any case. So yeah, SelfPause is essentially an AI life coach, and we've done a ton of work, you know, about a year ago, before ChatGPT came out. We did a ton of work to essentially help SelfPause rank for keywords around, you know, mental health and all of that. So we used a company called Jasper at the time. This wasn't even ChatGPT, but I had virtual assistants using Jasper, helping prompt it to write articles. We were embedding images in there. Everything was, it was quite a manual process, because back when you were using Jasper, like ChatGPT now, you can say write an article about X, Y, and Z. Jasper was only like writing like, you know, like three sentences at a time, pretty much, or like half a paragraph. So you'd be like, write a paragraph about this. And then you'd be like, continue. Now write a paragraph about this. Now talk about this. You kind of had to prompt it a little bit. So it was a little bit more hands-on. And then also, you know, it was very manual. Now I've done this in a very automated way, and I'll show you the difference. But overall, the traffic on that website, you know, since December, so I think this is like the last 3 months, have been like 57,000 total web search clicks. So it's, And I've looked at it, and honestly, it's kind of growing. We haven't added articles to this thing since like almost a year ago. When we did this, we generated, I think, around 3,000 articles here. And you can see this, and I'm bringing this up because it's this is going to be important. But there's a, you know, this thing called indexing, and it shows you how many pages are indexed. So we have 2,900 pages that are indexed. It's been very stable. It's not dropping. Now, this is in contrast to some other ones that I've recently done as an experiment. So recently I went and bought 20 brand new URLs and generated like 5,000 or 10,000, I think it was really like 5,000 articles, AI generated articles on each of them. And now I was like, you know, will these rank? How's this working? As is an experiment, right? So overall, what I will say is for SelfPause, you know, the articles are very simple. There is usually like a little embedded image inside of every paragraph. There's usually like, you know, I think like 10 paragraphs. We embedded a YouTube video, which we just went to YouTube and searched for something that was relevant that would also help answer the question, and embedded that. It's for SEO, but it's, you know, useful if someone's interested. And then we have like a kind of a good little graphic of like these drop downs that you can click on that help answer frequently asked questions about the topic. So that's essentially what we've done for that, and those articles rank very well. Now, we tried to essentially replicate this, but completely automating it, right? Because I spent a lot of money and people, you know, many months, 6 months, I think, to get like this whole network of like 3,000 articles. It was very kind of labor intensive for people. And I'm like, gee, we could really automate a lot of this, especially with the new platform I'm building, AI Box. I was like, how would someone do that with our platform? So we created all of those new websites. Now, what I'll show you about the new websites is, I think maybe one of the best of the 20 that I've created in the last 3 months, it's had 600 total web search clicks. What you'll notice is right when we launched like the 5,000 articles, we got a huge spike on like one of the first days of like 50 clicks to the articles, and then it kind of drops down. And it continues to drop and drop and drop till right now we're probably, maybe we're averaging like 7 web clicks a day. And what's interesting is beyond just like the search traffic dropping, you can actually see a direct correlation with like our indexing, meaning we have 6,000 articles or 6,000 pages on that website. And when we first launched the site, Google very quickly indexed around 500 or, you know, 5,500 of them. And since then, they've slowly been de-indexing. Now, my assumption is that this is they were just low-quality posts, and so they're just like de-indexing them. We have, I think, to date, only about 550 pages indexed of those 5,000 or 6,000. I think originally like 6,000 articles, and of those 6,000 articles, there's only less than 10% that are now indexed today. And so I think that's the reason for the big drop in traffic. They probably just assumed this was low quality. And if you're interested in looking at what those exact posts look like, I felt like, the design probably is one of the big things that is probably less good. But I do think we spent a lot of time trying to, make bolded headlines and added tables and added embedded images and misconceptions and a bunch of graphs and stuff like that. And we did embed videos and frequently asked questions, but it was definitely less hands-on. And I think the more you can actually do to this to kind of make it your own, Google is going to appreciate that. And then I think the last thing that was the strategy for a while that a lot of people were doing that, all of my articles that you'll notice, I just bought 20 brand new domains. I was just trying to test it out on fresh domains. And these obviously didn't work very well because these are not aged domains. But what a lot of people have been doing is they find a website that's already aged, it's already old, and then they go and add the AI generated content on it. And so this is actually something that Google specifically said they're going to be fighting against. And I think the reason for this is a lot of people have been complaining about how right now you have kind of this big problem in the market. It's the review market, right? So there's all these websites that used to do really hands-on reviews for products, and they've essentially stopped doing those hands-on reviews. They just pretend. And I've even seen people say, they just use AI. They'll go to the product on Amazon. They'll take 100 reviews, and then they'll just write a review summary based off of 100 reviews on Amazon using AI. They automatically generate this stuff, and they're trying to rank because they were very authoritative sites in the past that used to do hands-on reviews. Okay, so Google apparently is trying to cut down on these sites that had high quality content in the past and is now doing low quality content. So I think that is very interesting because I've also seen a lot of people talk about how this strategy has worked with them. They've had these kind of aged sites that were, maybe they weren't making a lot of money in the past, through ads. For me, of course, when I'm talking about this stuff, I'm I want there to be a little banner that pushes people towards my product or software. But a lot of people for this, it's just making money off of ads. They just want people to click and then they make money off of Google ads or whatever. So there's definitely different incentives for why people might be doing these and running these websites. What I will say though is I think it's going to be interesting. They said this is going to roll out in 2 months, so in May. So keep your eyes peeled if you see the quality of the Google search results change. I'll also do an update on that as well. I'm curious to see if self-pause will see any sort of negative impact in our search traffic. It's been really awesome, right? And I did this over a year ago, haven't really touched the pages since. What I will say is, in addition to generating all of our pages, because we're a real company, this is a real software company. After we generated all of our pages for self-pause, we would go and have a wellness expert go in and manually review every single page and go tweak it. So we generated a ton of content using AI in quite a bit more manual of a ways before ChatGPT. And then we would have someone go and read them to verify, because sometimes it still would just hallucinate and say crazy stuff. Because honestly, it was probably more GPT 3.5 that was generating those articles, or GPT 3 or whatever. So it wasn't as sophisticated. And we had to kind of make it up with a human. So it just took way longer, right? So we probably spent 6 months on that project doing 3,000 articles, even with the help of AI. And then when we did, this AI box one, I did 80,000 articles in a few days because we were tweaking it and automatically posting them. And it was insanity. But the looks of the articles, they're not even that far off. So yeah, I'm going to be curious to see how that goes. I'll definitely update you if it completely nukes those 20 sites I made. Which I think their biggest issue was just that they were brand new sites. And then I think at the end of the day, you probably want a human to manually review all of your content, tweak it, make sure it's solid, and whatnot. Maybe the AI though in the future will get better where it's just going to be able to do it flawlessly, perfectly first shot. We're seeing these things are getting better at reasoning and better at logic and a lot of other areas. So I wouldn't be surprised if AI in the future is able to just completely do it by itself without you really having to to worry about doing all the manual reviewing and stuff. Currently, that is, you know, the process that we followed there. In any case, I will keep you updated. This is a fascinating development in the AI space. I think there was a this whole issue kind of got raised recently by 404 Media. They were pointing out, they did a bunch of research and they said that like the German search results for Google have been getting worse over the last year. They analyzed thousands of different searches that people were doing, and essentially they were able to say that like people were just like getting a lot of these bad AI kind of written articles or content in there. House Fresh, who does like an air purifier review site, they were also complaining. They also had a post out. They said, quote, Google is killing independent sites like ours. They wrote this whole blog post about it last month, and they were essentially explaining how this was happening. So right now Google is saying that they're going to make a change. This is coming in the next you know, I think on May 5th, so very soon. I'll keep you updated on how this is going. But overall, I think this is probably a very positive thing for Google search. I've noticed their quality is diminishing. And as Google starts getting pressure from AI companies like Perplexity, who I talk to people and they're like, yeah, I've completely replaced all my Google searching with Perplexity. It just answers the question. It does a great job. They have their own model. This thing's fantastic. I think Google is feeling a lot of pressure. Like, not only are they being replaced by AI, but AI is also, you know, arguably lowering the quality of their search results. Now, you can use AI the right way. You can use it to help supplement what you're working on. And maybe in the future, the quality will get better than, you know, a normal person writing an article. Like, I'm not saying it can't get there. But right now, there's definitely a lot of people, especially because they're using GPT 3.5 for free from ChatGPT. They're making low quality stuff. So I think it's going to be interesting to see how Google fights back against that. I'll keep you updated on if either of my sites, the low quality or high quality or both, are impacted. I'd be curious and interested. So I'll keep you up to date on that. But otherwise, hope you have an amazing rest of your day.